Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, The Bert Show.
All right, Cassie, is this person the a-hole? I mean, they didn't give any kind of tip at all, even though they say they got pretty good service.
Yes. Am I the a-hole? I am 30, and I was at a restaurant last night with my mother. She was meeting my boyfriend's mom for the first time. We're punctual people, so we got there about 30 minutes before our reservation, and we got seated with no issues. It took the waitress 20 minutes to get to our table, even though the restaurant was pretty empty. Right away, I could tell she didn't want to wait on us. She didn't greet us with a hello. She just asked what we wanted to drink. We told her, and I noticed she didn't write our order down. And then it took another 15 minutes for our drinks to get to the table, and they were wrong. It's hard to mess up a ginger ale and a vodka soda, but somehow she did. My mom pointed out she didn't order a Pepsi, and the waitress rolled her eyes, took my mom's glass, and disappeared. And then I excused myself to use the washroom shortly after. I had no idea where I was going, so I went to the entrance to ask one of the hostesses there. While I was walking up to the server area, I overheard my waitress talking to some of the other hostesses. She was pissed that she had to wait on, quote, a black table because, quote, they never tip well. My mother and I were the only black people in the restaurant, and she wasn't even whispering when she said it either. I wasn't stunned, but her lack of effort started to make sense. I interrupted their conversation, and I asked where the bathroom was. I didn't let on that I had heard what they were talking about. When I got out of the bathroom, my boyfriend and his mom were already seated. My boyfriend and his mother are white. When my waitress saw the rest of our party, she did a 180. Her service was stellar. She took notes, told jokes. Our water glasses were always filled. She didn't make another mistake. Because the night went so well, I decided to treat everyone and pay the check. She gave me the machine to pay, and I smiled at her while I keyed in 0% for a tip. She didn't notice until after the receipt had been printed out, and by that time, all of us had already started to leave. She tapped me on the shoulder and asked if I had made a mistake on the bill, and I told her I didn't think so, and I looked at the receipt. She asked if there was a problem with her service, and I said her service was fantastic, but since I was a black woman, I don't tip well. Oh. Her face went white, and she kind of laughed nervously, and I laughed as well, and I walked out after that, but my boyfriend's mom asked what happened. I told her what I overheard, and my boyfriend's mom said that I should have tipped her anyway because it shows character. She seemed pretty pissed at me after that. But my boyfriend and my mom are both on my side, but I'm wondering, should I have just thrown in a small tip?
Mo, this one's going to hit closer home to you than us.
Mo's like, I'm so tired.
Well, I mean, no, I wouldn't have tipped. And I don't typically tip for racism. That's not my thing. However,
there's no Facebook group left for that, right?
Nah, tips for racism? No. Yeah, nah, I haven't come across that
Doesn't
one.
Doesn't exist.
I do understand the, because that's a feeling where in being black you go through often, where it's like, okay, I know that this person is clear. Because even in working in restaurants, I've heard that. Like, that's a thing. You don't want to take the black table. You don't want to take the Latin table because typically they're going to tip less. So now, when I'm in a situation, because I've heard those things and I know those things happen, sometime even in places when I get bad service, I don't want to leave a bad tip because I know that person is going to react to it as, I did that because I'm black, not I did that because you just gave me bad service. So sometimes you overcompensate because you want them to, you know what I mean? But it's a thin line. It's like sometimes you don't deserve to be tipped well. And that's why you're not getting tipped well, but you want to do it because you want to try to change the stereotype. But I have learned, unfortunately, that's not a one-person battle. So even if I tip you well today, you're still going to walk away with that attitude, thinking that most black people don't. So if you don't deserve it, or if I hear you speaking badly of black people, like in my own ears, yeah, I'm not tipping you.
Yeah. What was the general consensus on the reaction to it? I'm guessing.
Oh, everyone said the waitress would get zero tip.
Yeah.
Absolutely zero.
This is the kind of thing that falls under a white person's radar a lot. I think I told you guys that I dated a girl from Guyana, a black girl from Guyana. And as a white guy, I never even noticed the discrimination going on until she pointed it out. And it was over and over and over again. I'm like, oh, yeah, we have been waiting here a whole lot longer than everybody else.
How they treat you, the service you get, even where they sit you in the restaurant at times, you know it's coming from a place of discrimination.
Hey, The Bird Show.